I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. Coming to you from D.C. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, February 22nd, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny Cakes Allville.
Hello, Donkey Donk.
And Jason Bishop.
Hello.
I know you're happy. It's a Friday.
Payday Friday, too. Payday.
It is a payday Friday. Always makes it better.
Cakes is happy because the Caps got Carl Hagelin.
Yeah, look at that. Former
Penn, who used to hate.
Former Penn, now, but hey, now he's rocking the Reds, so he's my guy.
He's
now
your buddy.
I'm forced to root for him.
Did I see a stat yesterday? He's been in something like, I don't know, 130 some odd playoff games, and like 40 of them have been against the Caps.
He's been in a lot. He's been a notorious Caps.
He knows the Caps very well.
I think he knows them very well. I believe he has 5 or 6 playoff goals in like 38 or 39 appearances against the Caps. I mean, he does well when he faces the Caps in the postseason. So now, don't have to face that guy in the postseason.
Now, is he a defenseman or forward?
No, he's a forward.
Okay.
And he's speedy. He's got some
and
wheels.
They got him from the Kings. He was with the
Correct.
And I saw that Devontae Smith-Pelly's with the Hershey Bears.
Yeah, nobody claimed him. So now he's back in the AHL and hanging out with some of the Caps prospects. So, look, maybe a playoff team will grasp at him the closer they get to the postseason because, look, the guy's got a great postseason resume.
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't performing very well during the regular season.
And maybe he'll reappear with us.
Maybe.
I thought I heard, I don't know if Pete is in this morning. Is Pete in this
yes.
morning?
Yes,
Pete is here, yes.
I heard Pete do an update yesterday, and I wanted to text him, but then I was just lazy, where he played a Reardon clip talking about Smith-Pelly, and then he made some sort of allusion to stuff behind the scenes that he didn't want to talk about.
Okay.
And I was like, wait a second. Is he saying he released Devontae because of stuff that's going on behind the scenes? Is that kind of what he was saying?
I'm not sure if that's Pedro, what he was
intimating. Pete, are you listening at all?
Are you listening to us, Pedro?
Allegedly, Yaskin and a draft pick were going to be the original trade for Hagelin. But then at the last minute, they decided that it was going to be Smith-Pelly in terms of the contract opening up enough room. I think he was just making a reference to, hey, these are some of the inner workings behind the scenes of how we get to where we're trying to go.
Okay, gotcha. He wasn't necessarily saying there was something behind the scenes going on with him.
No, definitely not.
Yeah.
Pedro, player just can't score.
Pedro was a little disappointed in the midshipman yesterday. I took Navy +4.5 because I heard a guy out in Vegas, a handicapper, say that they were going to win the game outright.
Oh, really?
Well, Jason, you would have covered until Jose Carrion decided to take over the game as a referee, game-changing call. Our guy with a man draped all over his back gets called for that flagrant one hook call that we've over-legislated in basketball. Game goes from 5-9, and at that point, the game was over.
I was very salty.
You know,
I believe our head coach was very salty, too.
I'm sure he was.
I was standing right next to him. I watched it.
That was a 2 o'clock tip yesterday because it was postponed the night before because of bad weather.
Yeah, Hoops matinee yesterday in Baltimore.
Yes, it was.
And anytime there's a 2 o'clock island game, you know my boy's going to bet it.
Of course you are because there's nothing else going on.
Yeah.
So, till like 7 p.m. that night.
That's right.
By the way, had a very delicious steak sitting next to Ken Niumatalolo and Mike Loxley last night as well.
Oh, really? Where did that happen?
That was the Annapolis Touchdown Club banquet.
Oh, okay.
Very
Pedro,
foofy.
The MC, give me a nice little steak. And sitting next to two coaches. The amount of information that you just sit there and sponge and consume when you're around those guys is amazing.
Right, just to listen to them. Just to eavesdrop, yeah.
Hopefully you got your steak cooked medium rare.
There's no doubt, Cakes, it was very, very medium rare.
Very good. That's the way it should be.
And I heard Pete's interview with Mike Loxley.
That's right. Thanks for listening, JP. I appreciate that.
I'm sorry, I did
Thanks for listening to 106.7 The Fan.
Look at Lox.
Sorry, I did not hear
doing work over in College Park. Good for him.
Speaking of College Park, we're going to talk to Coach Turgeon today.
Very good.
Coach Turgeon's going to join us at 8:40. University of Maryland
about
has
damn
had
time.
A nice couple of weeks with a couple of wins over ranked opponents, beating Purdue and Iowa recently. He's going to join us at 8:40. Got a bunch of guests on the show today. Kevin's going to join us. We will do an Oscar preview, the hostless Oscars on Sunday. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us at 7. Merrill Hodge is going to join us at 7:40, so we'll talk some football with him. John Feinstein, because it's a Friday. I mentioned Coach Turgeon. And then I'm not quite sure what's going on with Oliver Luck and Pep Hamilton. So they had an announcement at Audi Field. Oliver Luck is the commissioner, right, of the XFL.
Yes.
And Pep Hamilton is going to be the head coach of the D.C. XFL team.
Yeah.
They were scheduled to join us in studio. Now they want to do a call-in. There seems to be a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes.
There are a lot of moving parts there.
It's not critical.
I agree.
I wouldn't mind talking to those guys.
Okay.
I mean, Pep Hamilton, he's been around the NFL forever. He was coached Peyton Manning.
You love Oliver Luck's kid.
Yeah.
Love the way he throws the rock.
I believe Pep coached Oliver Luck's kid, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to talk
Peyton
to him.
Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck.
I mean, it's rare that we get, you know, former offensive coordinators in here and pick their brain.
It'd be nice if they're in studio. The phone is less interesting to me, but whatever.
Oh, no, no. I agree.
Well, I think that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, no, I was looking forward to them in studio. But
yeah.
By the way, everybody in the sports world is talking about Zion Williamson and college hoops, whether he should play or shouldn't. I think kind of underreported is the Jim Boeheim story.
Yeah.
It's a horrible story.
Pretty big story yesterday.
I don't know what to say about it.
I mean, it was on the national news.
So Jim Boeheim, the head coach at Syracuse, had a big win the other night, went out to dinner with his wife.
Yep.
And then on his drive home,
11:30 at night,
ran over a pedestrian who died.
Well, the car was stuck in the middle of the road.
The car was in the middle of the road. He tried to swerve to avoid the car, and there was a guy there walking in the middle of the road.
A disaster.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Can you coach
probably
the
not
next
a well
game?
Lit road.
It probably would behoove him. I know it's Duke. It'd probably behoove him to sit it out.
Yeah.
You know,
I think so too.
Well,
I would think emotionally. Right, it would haunt you.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it's not your fault.
Of course.
I'm sure it is. But the problem is it's a big game.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know where I stand on that one.
I think from a PR perspective, he needs to sit it out.
Probably does. Which it's interesting because Zion might not play, right? Remember, Syracuse beat Duke at Cameron with Zion. Trey Jones didn't play, got hurt. But you know, without Zion and without Boeheim, it changes the dynamics of this game, and it's a pretty big game for Syracuse.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to kill him if he coaches it. You know, life goes on. You know, it wasn't his fault by most accounts.
Doesn't seem like it was his fault. It did make me think of Cakes, though, because I believe Jim Boeheim is over the age where Cakes takes away their
license. I believe he's 74. Yeah. I mean, who knows if that
is he 74?
Believe that's his age. Yeah.
The reflexes do get slower.
I didn't realize it was
When someone's parked in the middle, was it like a highway?
And I think it was icy conditions, they said.
The car's in the middle of a highway.
It's the middle of Syracuse, probably 10 degrees.
You know, midnight.
Yeah.
You're not expecting any humans there. He has to swerve to avoid the car. I mean, it was just a complete disaster.
Who knows how it happened, but.
The police have gone over it.
Yeah. Is the guy walking in the middle of the road?
Who knows? It could have just happened. Could have just happened.
He struck him with his GMC Acadia while trying to avoid the disabled car, which was resting perpendicular on the darkened highway.
Right. Probably was a disaster.
Darkened is the key word.
Yeah. There's no lights. All of a sudden, he's just cruising along, and there's a freaking car parked in the middle of the road. I mean, you know, it's a freaking nightmare.
It could happen to anybody.
Yeah.
I just think emotionally it would be tough.
Yeah, I think so, too.
If that ever happened
to me, completely not your fault. You still killed somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It would haunt you.
I'm sure all the emotions that you're having, he's having. I wouldn't doubt it at all. I'm sure he's having the exact same emotions. I just couldn't see going back
to the sidelines like 2 days later, Coach Ken's
Duke. But maybe you do because it just gets you back in your routine. You just got to get it off your mind. I mean, what are you just...
At
right,
some point, you have to like move on with your life. It might not be the next day or next 2 or 3 days, but
everyone deals with stuff differently. I remember when my dad died, I worked the very next day just because it helped me get back into a sense of normalcy. You know, I don't know. Everybody handles things differently.
Yeah.
You know,
terrible story.
Yeah. But I'm not, at this point, from all reports, I put zero blame on Boeheim.
No, I'm not blaming him. I mean, from the reports, you can't blame him.
Yeah.
He wasn't drinking. I mean, it's. You know, even though he'd just come from dinner with his wife, apparently doesn't drink.
Right.
It's kind of boring.
No, he was tired.
No, it's one of those situations where it just makes you think, what would you do? Like, how would you handle it? And you don't know.
You don't know. Everybody's different. You just don't. I have no idea how you'd handle it. I've thought about it too. I thought from a PR perspective, it'd probably be wise to sit it out.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know a lot of times just to deal with stuff, you just want to get back into your groove.
Absolutely.
So it's a tough spot. I think ESPN was supposed to maybe do like some pregame stuff out there, and they've decided to stay in Bristol.
Oh, I'm sure they probably had College Game Day scheduled there.
Yeah, they decided to move it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, it's just a horrible, horrible situation.
The ratings for the Duke North Carolina game were one of the highest rated.
So it was like a three share, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but Zion is arguably the biggest star right now in basketball.
Yeah.
He's probably bigger than LeBron. He's probably bigger than any NBA guy right now in terms of must see. You know, you've seen LeBron a million times. People haven't seen Zion enough yet. He's right now, I think he's the biggest guy. The most must see guy right now, Zion Williamson.
Barack Obama was at the game. Tickets apparently. The cheapest tickets were going for $3,000.
LeBron and Rajon Rondo took a private jet to go there.
How salty
were
the people to drop $3,000 on a ticket?
he's gone 30 seconds.
Yeah, 30 seconds in.
The good news is it's just a grade one sprain, which basically means it's the minorest tweak possible. So he should be fine. I'm sure they'll be extra cautious in bringing him back.
Question is, does he play tomorrow in that game?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know how they'll handle it.
I guess it depends on how he feels.
They might not. You know, I saw the one time he got hit in the eye. Remember that game he got hit in the eye?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't let him return. They've been very, very cautious with him.
Yeah.
I'll be curious what shoe he wears. Apparently, he's been wearing the Paul George 2.5s or whatever all season long.
You were talking about the insurance policy that he took out. And I didn't realize this, but the school pays for the premium.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I didn't
realize
they're
allowed to.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they were allowed to. So if that's the case, then yeah, I mean, a lot of these guys would probably.
I'm telling you, all the top guys have it.
Yeah.
But I might even get it even a little bit more.
Yeah,
than what he's got.
Add on to it.
But
get the add on.
Really, the only injury, I guess you could break your leg in a catastrophic way, the way Paul George did, the way Alex Smith did, and then you have the infection risk. The other only real injury that you're really, really terrified of, I think, is like a blown Achilles. But, I mean, that could happen anytime. It's unlikely to happen when you're that young.
Tends to happen in 30s.
When you're a little older. So, you know, he's going to be fine.
It'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow on that.
Yeah. If I had to bet money, I think I would bet that they hold him out. Because they just don't want to push it.
Tomorrow's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for the rest of the season. All these people don't want to shut him down. I don't understand.
I think it's crazy.
Why people who are not involved, they're just fans, think he should shut it down.
Well, a lot of it is coming from the ex-pros.
And I agree with the current
pros.
I know, but I saw Charles Barkley agree with him. He's like, we're basketball players. We compete.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants to win a national championship. How many guys can say, yeah, I won a national championship. I was number one pick. I mean, he wants to win a national championship, not just for himself, but for his guys.
Is there any
and
way?
And for his coaches.
I don't think it's case, but is there any way he's not going to be that good of a pro? He's only 6'7".
Yeah, but he plays a lot bigger.
I understand that.
Well,
I think he'll be a good pro.
I was surprised.
I don't know if he'll be one of the best, but he'll be a really good
pro. I was surprised to see that DeMarcus Cousins said, his quote was, college is BS. Get ready for the NBA.
See, the thing he has to do, he's got to be a better shooter from the perimeter because he can be a stretch. You know what I mean? He can bring bigger guys out there and make them guard him. So
he'll get
athletically, he's there, obviously.
And if they had to check him, then it's just one dribble and dunk.
Exactly. So if he can become a good, 18 to 20 foot jump shooter, or a decent one, because he's not now, then that makes him even more dangerous.
I think he'll get there. I read one NBA scout about a different player saying, as long as your mechanics are good, outside shooting is the easiest skill to develop at the NBA level. As long as you have good mechanics, it's just a rep thing, you know?
Yeah, so
I'm sure
he'll work
get
on
there.
It. By the way, last night the Lakers beat the Rockets. That was a game I said I wanted to watch. Obviously, I didn't. But Rockets lost.
Overtime game, right?
Was it overtime?
I think it was an overtime game, and Harden fouled out.
Harden fouled out. You're right.
Right at 30.
And no, it was not an overtime game.
Oh, wasn't?
111-106.
Yeah, 111-106. Anyway, Harden fouled out, and he criticized Scott Foster, who's an NBA ref, a veteran NBA ref, and said he's got a personal issue with the Houston Rockets. I don't know what the history is there with Foster and the Rockets or Foster and Harden.
Well, he said he's even met with the league about him.
Yeah, he did. Scott Foster has some local. I believe Scott Foster is from the D.C. area.
Yeah, I think I played in a Steve Buckhantz golf tournament once, and Scott Foster was there.
Oh, yeah. I think he certainly has D.C. ties. But I didn't realize that Scott Foster and the Rockets or Harden had personal history. Did not realize that at all.
Right.
That was a big story last night after that
big
game.
Big win for the Lakers. We mentioned it yesterday. If they're going to get into the playoffs, they're going to have to go something like 16-9 down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
News on the Bryce Harper deal. If you're reading the article on NBC Sports by Craig Calcaterra, the reports have been coming out over the last 24, 48 hours more on the Nats offer. And the $300 million offer, they're saying, not nearly as good as you think. More than $100 million of it deferred, which they say in today's dollars. Like, I know we're like, that's fine. Defer it for me. I don't care. I'll take the extra $10 million for the next 10 years, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they say in today's dollars, it just doesn't measure up to, say, the deal that Manny got.
Well, he's certainly not in a rush to sign. We started this week saying maybe today's the day, and it just keeps going.
We keep saying.
Well, John Heyman's even now putting out there what we've been saying on the air for weeks. It doesn't seem like Bryce is really a fan of Philadelphia.
Can't be.
Yeah.
Can't be, because he would have signed. All right, we got a lot going on the show today. I mentioned all the guests. Also, we are giving away tickets to see the Wizards take on Indiana this Saturday at Capital One Arena at 6:45. We'll do the morning matchup. Your chance to win tickets for that right here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, 6:45. We have three pair of tickets for Wizards Pacers coming up at Capital One Arena. We'll do the morning matchup for that. 7 o'clock, Kevin McCarthy with an Oscars preview. No host for the Oscars, but I hear them hyping up the first live performance of Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. Jason, of course, will watch the red carpet, and we'll look at awards where we haven't seen any of the movies except for maybe one. I saw Black Panther.
I haven't seen any of them. Yep.
I haven't seen Roma.
No.
When is it? This Sunday?
Yeah.
Roma's on Netflix. Yeah. I could watch it anytime I want. It's on Netflix right now. I just chose not to watch it.
Right. You'd rather watch garbage.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we'll get into that coming up at 7 o'clock. I saw a story this morning which I had seen maybe a week ago. I don't know exactly when it happened. But I guess out in Jason's Hood, they are addressing the situation of the elementary school.
Yeah, this happened.
If we still were doing Donkeys of the Week and that kind of ran its course, it's just a ridiculous situation where in Ashburn, in one of the elementary schools, I believe it's called Madison's Trust.
Madison's Trust, yep.
They had a PE class. It's Black History Month.
Mm-hmm.
And they had third to fifth graders. So third graders, fourth graders, fifth graders in the PE class play a slavery game where they had the black kids be runaway slaves in an underground railroad.
I don't even
crawling around in the dark.
I don't even understand the game. It's so dumb. It's the dumbest story I ever saw. And
it's just poor decision making.
I'll be honest with you. I couldn't believe this happened a few days ago, and this was a big. This is big talk locally in Ashburn,
right?
But I couldn't believe it didn't hit the mainstream media yet, because that would have been a story that all the television stations would have run with.
Sure,
I'm sure it will.
So now it's out. Where did you see it?
I saw it locally, and I saw it a few days ago.
Yeah.
And I meant to bring it up, and I don't know, maybe I saw it when we were, maybe it was the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know whose decision it was.
By the time you hit Tuesday's show, you forget about it and other things come up.
I don't know if the principal cleared that, if that was just a PE teacher thing.
It might just be one donk who had a stupid idea and actually somehow believed that's celebrating Black history.
Yeah, I have zero thoughts on it. It just seems stupid. I mean, I wouldn't do it.
I mean, it's just
I don't even understand the point of it.
And the state of Virginia with the governor in blackface. Now, I know that happened in the 80s. And the lieutenant governor with sexual assaults. I mean, and it's just that it's been bad PR month for the state of Virginia or the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Haven't been good.
Yeah.
But
it's a show.
The guy whoever decided that thought it was educational or funny is part of the 85%.
Yeah, I don't get it.
A dumb, terrible decision.
And then
people are just stupid.
And then yesterday we got details on the Jussie Smollett stories as the, I think they call him the Chicago Police Superintendent, spoke.
Yeah, I was riveted by that, actually.
And I think Charles Barkley summed it up last night on NBA on TNT. Can we play what Barkley said about it?
America, let me just tell you something. What's that? Do not commit crimes with checks. Come on, man. You cannot. If you're going to break the law, do not write a check.
Because you're writing a check that what? You're behind cash.
Yo, man, you cannot
cash up.
Hey, get cash, man. I never used an ATM. Now, I heard you can only get $200 out of
Charles.
$500.
Charles, stop, literally.
$1,000. You got to make a lot of stop to the ATM.
Chuck, I have one more question to ask you. Do you buy the face mask, the rope, and the thing in the same store?
No. You think they put that on a receipt? Face mask, rope, bleach?
On the same store? You wouldn't even go to three different stores.
Did they buy all that stuff at the same store?
Hold on, wait a second. I have followed the story somewhat. Did that dumb Smollett, did he actually wrote a check to the Nigerian brother?
Like $3,500 or something.
He said it was for training.
Dumbest thing ever.
He said it was for training.
Got to pay with cash money. Straight cash, homie.
He's, of course, on social media. Just like the teacher in Madison's Trust, he's part of the 85%.
Just
there's just some stupid. Most of the world
donkeys.
Is stupid.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't get it.
On social media, it did make me chuckle. There's pictures of checks and people writing muggers on there,
in the memo.
And apparently, I don't know, you watched the press conference, but he was partly upset because he thought he should be making more, correct?
Well, that's according to the Chicago lieutenant or whatever, yeah.
He's making $100,000 an episode,
right?
18 episodes a year. He's making $2 million a year.
I thought it was $65,000 an episode, but whatever. Either way,
I saw it was somewhere in that range.
Yeah.
All right. Even if it was 65,
I think it was far less than what you're saying.
I saw 80 to 100, but whatever it was, he was making $60,000-$70,000. He was making over $1 million a year.
Yeah.
And no one knew who he was.
I never heard of him.
The point is that probably the star of Empire probably makes $20 million a year because it's a popular show, and so he thinks he should get a piece of pie.
The star is the guy,
Terrence Howard.
Yeah, Terrence Howard. Yeah,
and Taraji P. Henson.
Yeah, well, they're bigger names. They should make more than him. But I don't get it. I mean, it's just so dumb.
According to a top talent agency, this is from Vulture. Who knows if this is correct? Estimates he's pulling around $125,000 per episode.
That's what I saw.
See, I saw $65,000. But
he's getting paid.
Either way, he's getting paid a lot of money.
Either way, he wrote a check to the guys he wanted to, do damage on him.
This is stupid.
Well, we talked about it. We knew that he was up to no good. He was lying the whole time. But what gets me on this story, he's still saying he's innocent.
Yeah. Right. I can't believe it.
Even though he's apologized to everybody, they found all this.
Just got crushed. by the Chicago Police Department, or whatever. All the evidence everywhere. The thing that should be, hopefully, if any of the future criminals out there are paying attention, you see how they pieced that all together with all the cameras?
Of course.
The private cameras.
Yeah.
All the transactions.
Text messages.
Yeah, it took them like a week.
Yeah, you can't get away with anything.
You can't do anything.
The fact that this dumbass thought he could get away with it by paying these guys and setting up, making up this hate crime, you know, he's just an idiot.
Yeah.
He's just an idiot.
Yeah.
But there are so many of them out there, and you just don't understand the brain. Like,
I know.
May I go back to Susan Smith? And I guess those type of things
happen.
Well,
that's 10 times worse. She killed her own kids.
I understand that, but the people go out there.
And they think they can get away with it.
And they get on the camera, and they straight up lie.
Yeah. Well, they're mentally ill.
That's
what it is. They're at the end of the rope. They're depressed.
Yeah,
now he's claiming he's got a drug problem, according to the affidavit. So, you know, who knows how desperate he really was. I maintain, though, if he's got to turn this around and just do the apology tour, that his career will be bigger than ever. He'll be embraced by Hollywood.
Well, he shouldn't be.
I think he shouldn't be. But I predict this will work out in his favor, ultimately, if he goes the apology route. The fact that he's going there and still maintaining his innocence and swearing he never did this shows me how mentally ill he is.
If he goes the apology route, serves his time, sort of thing, then he has a redemption
story.
He'll
have to do that.
Although he's Jesse Smollett. Nobody ever heard of him unless you watched Empire.
Never heard of him. But now you do. The problem is now you do.
He's got name recognition. Now it's not good recognition.
I don't know, but
you
also risk, if you decide to hire him for whatever,
the backlash.
If you're casting, you're risking people hating him so much that they're just not going to watch it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. There is going to be backlash.
I mean, maybe down the road he gets
a job, but it's
not going to be anytime soon.
I predict he's going to have a redemption tour and he'll end up having a big career. And I don't think he necessarily should. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I bet against it because he's a nobody in my mind.
He's a nobody in my mind, believe me.
Definitely in nobody territory right. Over here.
Yeah, Nobodyville.
I mean, he was in the Mighty Ducks back in 92. He was in Alien Covenant.
He was in the Mighty Alien. Ducks? Was he one of the kids?
I would assume it was back in 1992.
Oh, my God. Mm. 23 years ago? 26 years ago.
Jeez. I feel like Empire peaked a few years ago.
I remember
watching a few episodes
a few years ago and actually kind of liking it. But I remember when we used to
do those appearances on Fox 5, I would see they would do like roundtable discussions, kind of like what we do with True Detective, after each episode of Empire.
Well, they were having those Empire guys call in and everything.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I never got into it.
That was at its peak.
I watched a few episodes and it was interesting, I will say. I didn't even know it was still on.
I never watched. And Jason's recommended it many times, Power, which has
never seen it.
50 Cent.
It's got some of the worst acting you've ever seen, but I got hooked on the storyline. A lot of violence,
yeah.
You know, street thugs, you know, selling drugs on the street, bad cops.
He was in the news this week. You never brought it up on your entertainment page. Some wacky story where 50 Cent.
Oh.
He's alleged some guy in the police has targeted him to like kill him.
I don't think he's alleging it. I think it came out, but he didn't allege it. Somebody just said the cop made some joke and said, like, shoot him on sight or something. Because apparently, I don't know. It was such a bizarre story, I didn't want to touch it.
Hmm.
I mean, the policeman says he was kidding. It was some sort of joke, which I'm going to assume it was. But again, in poor taste.
You wouldn't want to be the target of that joke.
Of course
not. People are joking around that a police commissioner or whatever his job title was is telling the people underneath them, shoot this guy on sight.
Right. Of course. Of course.
The chief major would never do that to you.
Of course not.
It's too nice.
Of course it's outrageous.
Good guy.
I would tend to believe it's a joke, but it's still outrageous. Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's alleged.
Another dummy. Deputy
Inspector Manuel Gonzalez made the remark in June last year at a police roll call for a boxing match, which the star was due to attend. 50 Cent said he was taking the threat very seriously and was consulting his lawyers.
Right. People are nuts. Teachers are nuts. What are you going
to
say, Draven?
Well, apparently it goes back to some Instagram beef where 50 took shots at the police commissioner over shaking down a club.
Right.
So
there's a backstory.
There's a backstory of why the guy doesn't like 50.
Mm-hmm.
I'm I don't believe he really wanted to shoot him on sight. I really do believe he was probably kidding, but there is a backstory. That makes sense.
Yeah, apparently 50 Cent said, get back to fighting crime on an Instagram post.
Oh, you know what he should get back to? Acting lessons. Because I saw him in Den of Thieves with Gerard
Butler. Terrible. He's terrible.
Oh, a terrible movie.
But did you just say the movie overall sucked?
The movie was
bad. Was anybody a good actor in that movie?
I mean, I consider Gerard Butler a pretty good actor. I didn't even think he was very good in it. Maybe it was just a flimsy script. Maybe I'll give him a chance in his next vehicle, whatever that might be.
I've considered watching that movie many times.
Don't.
It's on cable all the time.
It stinks on ice.
And I always see it, and because you've said it, I don't think I'll ever click on it.
Yeah, I'm intrigued because it's like a heist movie.
Right.
They're trying to pull a silly Dom caper, and it just falls flat. Should never watch that movie.
You know, the one show that I did watch, remember I talked about it, and I was embarrassed? It's growing legs. People are talking about it. That damn Masked Singer. That damn Masked Singer, people are talking about.
I read
about
something on social media. Joey Fat One was
Joey
one Fatone of the guys.
Was one of the guys. He was like on for like 9 weeks.
Really?
He was killing it.
And did anybody guess that it was Joey Fatone?
I don't know. I guess at the end they do guess if it's you.
What do they do? Do they give hints and clues to who it is?
Yes. Verbal clues. Maybe they'll play some music in
the
background.
And the one guy was Terry Bradshaw, right?
Terry Bradshaw, Antonio Brown. A lot of D-listers. Antonio Brown, probably the biggest star, right, on the show. Was Tori Spelling on it, possibly?
Yes, I think she was one.
I mean, just the worst.
That's like a G-list celebrity.
The worst D-lister. But people are hanging on. I hear
the ratings decent?
It must be. People are talking about it. I was listening to the radio the other day, and the host was like, I hate the show, but I got to see who it is next week.
Yeah, I saw
thank God
line.
I got out early.
Right.
It intrigued me for one episode.
Yeah.
But then, thank God, I didn't remember
it
when it was on.
Me, not at all.
Does somebody win money at the end of it?
Don't know the answer to that.
It's gotta
does
be
the
some
last Masked Singer remaining
how would I know
win cash?
My guess seen are the previews.
My guess
well,
would
EB
be,
said he watched the first episode of his family, like the entire episode. I would think they would explain it.
They probably did. I just, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
My guess is because they're all celebrities, they're not really doing it for some sort of payday. I mean, I'm sure they get paid behind the scenes,
right?
But not like $1 million or something. And if there is, maybe it's going to charity.
Yeah, but don't they get paid a bunch of money when you win Celebrity Big Brother?
I don't know. I don't watch
that
show.
I think they do.
I don't watch that show.
And usually those are number celebrities. Like, you don't think Tori Spelling could use $1 million? Didn't she get hosed?
I'm sure they're paying them
could.
To be on the show. There's no question.
Right.
A decent amount of money. But I'm just saying, I don't think they're playing for like $1 million on the show. You know, like you do on Survivor or something. You know.
They're just...
Like I know Dancing with the Stars, right. You get paid the longer
right.
you're on. It's good.
Right. So
but I think
it's just attention dollars.
Yeah, they're just doing it for the dancing ball or whatever the hell it is. Yeah. Trophy.
Could be. I haven't watched it. I'm just wondering what the ultimate payoff is.
Attention dollars.
I know
dollars.
They have three judges, I think right? Or maybe they're
Robin
not judges.
Robin Thicke, Nicole Scherzinger, and that guy.
Ken Jeong,
Ken
I believe.
Jeong, yeah. Those are the judges.
Donkeys.
Yeah. I mean, it is a D-list show. But I'm telling you, it's captured attention.
Unless Ken Jeong is in The Hangover or Role Models, I'm really not that interested in watching.
Believe
him.
Me, there
I'm
are shows.
Not.
There are shows that are on TV that are cringeworthy that I still watch.
This one's cringeworthy. As cringeworthy
for
as
whatever
it gets.
Reason, I just watch them.
Give
they're
us
bad.
One. Give us one.
Ellen.
I know the one you're thinking of.
Ellen.
It's okay to admit it. Everybody's got their guilty pleasures.
No, I told you what it was, but I don't want to mention it on the air.
It's a local show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about that all the time.
I know. I
can't believe you watch it.
You can't get away from it.
I can't get away from it.
I don't
it's
even
weird.
Know.
It's so bad.
It's very weird.
Let me ask you a question. Is that show that you watch, is it on once a week or is it on all the time?
Every night. Weeknights.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know why you
probably
do that.
Probably better you and don't mention that. Yeah. you're drawn to it.
Anyway.
Yeah, like a magnet.
It's like a car wreck.
Yeah. All right. Phone number as always, you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Not only Kevin McCarthy at 7, Merrill Hodge is going to join us at 7:40, and Coach Mark Turgeon from the University of Maryland at 8:40 on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. We told you coming up at 6:45, we would play the morning matchup. We'll do some fact or fiction. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We have tickets to go see the Wizards take on Indiana this Saturday. That would be tomorrow, Capital One Arena. So you can call in now at 800-636-1067. 1067.
You know, real quick, just to bet you in
who the they Bryce... take on. Who do they play?
Indiana.
I thought they played Ohio State.
No, we're talking about the Wiz.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
The Bryce Harper situation may come into more focus today. Supposedly, it's so amazing. One source will say, "Oh, the Padres are out." Another source will say, "No, Padres still in." Going to have a meeting today, apparently, to decide once and for all if they're going to go all in and try to get him.
Be a huge story. I just can't imagine them doing that and spending that much money on two players.
It's a lot of money. It is hard to imagine. You see one story, it's just truly incredible, that says Bryce really is not enamored with Philadelphia. There's no rush to play there. He's played there three times a year or whatever it is, and he knows Philadelphia is an acquired taste. Right. And there's another story right next to it that says, no, Bryce has no problems with playing in Philadelphia. He's talked to Jason Worth. He's talked to other guys that have played there, and they all have great things to say about it. He has nothing holding him back from playing in Philadelphia. So, you know,
who knows
people don't
believe.
Like it when Trump coin thing is fake news, but how do you know it's true? You get stories that completely oppose each other all the time.
I know.
All the time. The Padres are out? No, they're not. The Phillies, he doesn't want to be there? Oh, no. He has no problem being there.
Right.
I mean, half the stuff you read is completely fake.
You even hear, like, the Giants still are in play or the Yankees are still in play. You just hear all this stuff.
You hear that the Nats are still in play.
You hear the Nats everywhere.
You hear that the Nats offer was bogus, but yet they're still in play.
There's no point in even trying to process it until it actually happens.
Yeah, it's just.
Until he signs with a team, I don't believe any of it.
It's just crazy trying to put it all together and try to get sort of an inkling of where he's leaning.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, Heyman was reporting that the Padres are still mulling the idea.
Today's supposedly going to have some meeting about it.
Of them signing Harper along with Manny Machado.
So I'm going to say, I'm going to put another deadline out there. Next Monday. We'll know something by next Monday.
So by the time we're in West Palm, we're going to
know
something.
You mean this coming Monday or the following Monday?
No, like, yeah, 4 or 5 days from now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's because, a week before we're in West Palm.
Yeah, because the Padres, he'll know today if the Padres are in or not. And then, I mean, how many teams are? I mean, the Nats, they don't want him. Unless they get a complete bargain. You know, who else is going to be in on it? Maybe the White Sox?
I couldn't imagine he wants to play with the White Sox.
I can't imagine he really wants to play for any of the teams that are really in the mix other than San Francisco.
This is the other thing.
I think he'd love to play for San Francisco.
I think so, too. If San Francisco had a 10-year deal on the table for, that $320 million range, he probably takes it. But they want to do the short term. That's what we've heard.
Right. What if they gave him 5 years and, like, 180?
I don't think he would take it.
That'd be an unbelievable
I know. It's ridiculous money. Deal. I know. The other thing we've heard about Bryce is that he wants to play for a team that has a chance to win a World Series. Right, so if he goes to the White Sox, they don't have a chance to win the World Series.
Then he's
not
going
now,
clearly
anyway.
For the money.
If he goes to the Padres, I mean, does anybody really believe the Padres are going to win a World Series?
Well, they have a sick farm system.
Yeah, but it gets a farm system. Prospects. What do we know about prospects?
Well, I call them suspects.
Right.
That's my deal.
So until he actually signs with someone, I don't believe any of the hype.
Yeah. All right, we have people here for the game. What game are we playing?
Fact or fiction? It's very complicated.
All right. All right, let's go to Brian in D.C. Brian, what's up?
What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Brian. Hey.
Brian, fact or fiction? Kyler Murray, in his preparations for the NFL Combine, raised some eyebrows as he was seen taking batting practice in the cages at spring training for the San Francisco Giants in Arizona.
Fiction.
That is fiction. Congratulations, you're heading winner
that
to the Wizards
spectacularly
Indiana game. Tickets still available through the Capital One Arena box office or at Ticketmaster.com, courtesy of the Washington Wizards. Details at thefandc.com/contests. That would be spectacularly stupid, but there are people that do stupid things all the time.
I mean, Russell Wilson went out there and was doing a little spring training bit for a few days.
Yeah, I mean, you see athletes all the time, you know, take BP in the cages, particularly at this time of year. And spring training. I mean, Garth Brooks has done it.
Right. Yeah. But Russell Wilson was doing it every year.
Billy Crystal's doing it.
Yeah.
But you can't do it. You can't do it this offseason.
No, you wouldn't think.
Not at all. All right, let's go to Wayne, Silver Spring. Wayne, what's up? Go with the Jocks.
Good morning.
Hello, Wayne. Wayne, fact or fiction? In the last 2 weeks, the Houston Rockets, have blown leads of 26 points and 19 points. Is that fact or fiction? That is a fact. Congratulations. You're going to the game.
You're a winner.
Nice.
Glad to see the Wizards take on the Pacers. Capital One Arena. Tickets still available through Capital One Arena box office.
Enjoy, sir.
Or Ticketmaster.com.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Wizards.
Right,
we have one more
Thank
pair to give away. I guess they're too easy today.
Oh, well.
All right. Let's
go. Is pretty incredible, though, that you can blow those type of leads. But when you just chuck threes all the time,
it's the NBA. Of
and
course
you get cold, a team can come back.
Right.
Mm. I mean, that's a big win for the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
Because Lakers
they
are
fighting, make a push.
I think, 3 games back of the final playoff spot. Although, do you really want to get in that last playoff spot and then get blasted by the Warriors?
Right.
But if you have LeBron, you always have a shot.
The Lakers would not win one game against the Warriors.
No. I'd
probably
give them
not.
One because of just you got LeBron.
Yeah.
Figure out a way.
I would be shocked.
Let's go to Jack in Woodbridge. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Junkies. What's happening?
Hey, buddy.
Jack, fact or fiction, Cardi B, the famous rapper, has a sister whose name is Hennessy. Is that fact
Hennessy
or
B?
Fiction?
That's a popular drink with those fellas. I had to say it's a fact.
It is a fact.
I would go fact, too. It's so outrageous. You have to go fact.
I thought JP made that up.
No. It's so outrageous. That'd be a fact.
I saw a story about Cardi B and her little sister Hennessy.
You don't have a brother Heineken?
I do not.
Well, sister not Corona?
Last time I checked, no.
All right.
Don't have any siblings named after
again,
alcohol.
Thank you to the Washington Wizards. Tickets available, Capital One Arena box office or Ticketmaster.com. Details at thefandc.com/contest. Yeah, Cardi B's has a little sister named Hennessy. Now, I don't know if that's on the birth certificate.
No, it's impossible.
No, it's
definitely not impossible.
Impossible.
Is Hennessy
highly unlikely?
Is Hennessy an awful rapper? Overhyped awful rapper as well?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is Hennessy a good drink?
I've
know.
I've never had
it's just
Hennessy.
A popular drink.
I know it's very popular.
Don't know.
I've never sampled it.
Yeah. But I also saw a story, you know, we all perused the same website. So on Black Sports Online, there was a website. It just wasn't shocking that the girl who is alleged to have hooked up with Tristan Thompson, Jordan Woods.
Yes.
That is friends with Kylie Jenner.
Yes.
Ex-boyfriend, Devin Booker. It's just like they just kind of all moving pieces.
I guess that's why they call them thoughts. They just go around. Just move around from one,
yeah, I don't know,
one athlete or celebrity to another.
Not
and
sure.
And the headline on Black Sports Online was, Devin Booker was on yacht with his new girl while his old girl, Jordan Woods, was involved in Kardashian scandal. And his baby mama was about to give birth in Fashion Nova while saying his baby is her only Valentine.
Here's how I know we're officially old. Didn't we interview Devin Bush's dad down at like one of the
Super Bowl? Devin Booker.
Devin Bush.
Yes. Yeah.
Devin I don't think Booker. Devin Bush gets many headlines.
We definitely interviewed Devin Bush.
That's true.
Who's played for the Rams.
And his son now plays for Michigan.
Michigan. Stud.
Yeah, stud. Super stud.
Yeah. He'll be playing on Sundays.
Yeah, I'm getting my Devins.
So that's what makes you feel
old. I think
old.
He entered the draft.
Because I'm with EB. Just looking in the mirror makes
it's
me feel old.
It's one of the things that makes me feel old.
Right.
When I see
you know what? Looking in the mirror and looking at my contemporaries. Like looking at guys, you know, just people my
that
age.
Look worse?
Oh, yeah. Look awful. Awful. Like you just go on Facebook and you look at people that you went to school
Facebook.
With.
I'm saying you're not just looking around the studio.
No, I mean, I'm used to you guys.
Right.
But if you see people like, oh, you know, used to go to high school with my wife or used to go to high, you look at them now and you go, oh, my God, they look 100.
Right.
They look 100.
They are. They're almost 50.
Yeah. But they look
and
so
if you hadn't seen them since they were 18.
They're past middle age.
I mean,
unless you drab T-shirt over there.
It's, you know, gray.
Yeah.
Which I know it makes you look really, really old. But other than my hair, I don't feel like I look like that. Some of these people look just butt awful. Awful.
I look at the bags under the eyes, and then, you know, what do they call it? Crow's feet?
Just yes. Like wrinkles.
I mean, I guess you didn't have that back in the day. Like,
people, your skin just starts to go bad. Everyone's chunky.
Actually, yeah. Said maybe you should get some eye cream.
So Jason does eye right. Cream.
I'd try. I don't do it every day.
Right. It rubs the lotion on the skin, or else.
You need that lotion.
Hey, can I get some lotion?
I mean, this is my wife's birthday yesterday, so happy belated birthday.
Happy birthday.
I didn't bring it up on the show or anything. But I was shopping, and what do I get my wife? We just had Christmas. So I just got her, you know, a couple little things. And then my daughter said, get her some candles or, you know, some oils. She likes that kind of stuff. I know Jason's big into that. So I just went into a standard place. I was going to buy a candle. And I said, I can't do it. I can't buy a candle. It's this little candle for $25.
You went into New York Yankee Candle.
No, I didn't. I just went to like Bath and Body Works or something. I was like, $25?
Yeah, they're expensive.
That thing? I said, weaker. I'm not doing it.
You
it's expensive.
You go to TJ Sellies and buy one for $4.
I'd rather take her out to dinner or something. I'd rather eat $25 than burn it.
Well, if
or a $25 gift card.
Yeah.
If I ever go to New York Yankee, I'm going to the New York Yankee outlet.
Well, what do you get candles for, like, typically?
I just like them. I just buy them for myself.
But they last a long time.
I guess I was so taken aback.
I mean, that's $25.
No, but I'm with Jason. Like, you're a sucker if you walk in and buy a $25 candle at the mall. You have to find the outlet. Or you just go, you go to Marshall's.
Yeah, do they sell them at Marshall's?
Yes, of course.
How much? Honestly, it was a candle. It was, you know, I don't know, like
you can get
the size
a candle,
of like
a comparable
coffee
candle
cup.
For $8 at Marshall's.
I thought that was, look, I said, that looks like it's about $8. How much is that? $8? I flipped it over. It's $25.
Yeah, you
it's
can't buy it.
$25? Get out of here.
You're a savvy consumer.
Right,
you're a savvy consumer.
Yeah, Bed Bath & Beyond or wherever you want. I mean, that's just ultimate marketing.
Yeah, but I thought those places always have like 3 for $24.
You're thinking Bath and Body Works. I know exactly the spot you're talking
about.
That's
where I was.
Yes.
I thought those places all have like discounts.
You got to find the special.
Yeah, I never go in those places, ever.
Capitalism, EB. You got to make your margins.
That's where all the markups are, those mall stores. You got to go to the other outlets.
Come on, you're better than that.
The outlets will hook you.
Right.
The outlets you can get. Three or four candles for probably $40.
I just went to the mall quick, and I couldn't believe how many stores were shuttered.
Oh,
and,
of course.
And dark. I mean, malls, in 5 years, I don't think there'll be a mall
I told
around.
You guys, it's a ticking time bomb. It's Brett Oliverio.
The malls
all those
are
retail
just
stores.
All malls Amazon. Are just going to be basketball courts and ice rinks.
Amazon's changed retail.
Yeah, it's over.
It is.
It's over.
All right, coming up next, we will get into the Oscars, which are coming up on Sunday. The Academy Awards get a preview from our guy, Kevin McCarthy, here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.